really the title of the book is Women, Men and the Whole Damn Thing. It should be really Women, Men and the Whole Damn Thing plus minus all the things that I couldn't cover, because this is huge. This is our lives. These are our relationships. This is what we all experience in the world in terms of what the world does to us. And so everybody has a view on this Me Too moment in time. So it was an enormous task, and I was trying to give voice to it in that opening section about what this is.
It is an enormous task to take on this idea of the relationship between genders, because it's as old as time itself, of course. And it's an unusual thing to be living in an era where finally we might address it, because there's been many points in history where there's been crises and attention drawn to the fact of the inequality between the sexes and the differing expectations of life that the different genders have. Why do you think the Me Too movement actually has spawned a whole lot of interest and obviously things like what you're doing, but is it just going to be another place where we just move on from and things just go back to what they've always been?
I would like to think not. I mean, I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball on that. But I think one of the reasons the Me Too movement became what it is because of social media and the way in which social media operates. It's a current, and it crosses nations, oceans, borders. It's not owned by anyone. It can morph and adapt to whatever culture it is in. So unlike the old media, the heritage media of newspapers, magazines, it was the preserve of the few. It was owned by the few privileged ones. This is a democratized voice that it has given women. And their testimonies are in their millions of being groped, stalked, silenced, marginalized. You mean you were abused, you mean you were raped, you mean you were stalked, you mean you were pressed up against on a train? Well, me too. And so now women are being believed, and I think that is, for all the complications it raises about due process, and I'm not blind to that, I think that this is an electric moment in history. And another reason why it's tripped the wire is because we have the very personification of the patriarch in the White House. He represents everything that is abhorrent to hundreds of millions of people the world over. And he stands as the apotheosis, in a way, of racism, misogyny, bigotry, and an age-old patriarchy, which is, I actually believe, is the dying of the light. We are alive for the dying of the light, and these men are going to thrash around in the dying of the light. As Gloria Steinem said, the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. And there are a lot of people who are pissed off by this moment in time. I'm not one of them. I think this is exciting, and I think at last women are being believed. But as I say, there are complications with that. But the first, second, third order of it is that it finally, after centuries of abuse, of this kind of behaviour directed at women, women are speaking out and saying enough is enough.